Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Today is Monday, August 5th, and I'm going to start today's program with a question. Do you know what this is?
Breathe in all the way into your belly. Exhale, lion face pose.
That's the sound of a yoga class. It's actually a yoga class for children. It's taking place in Cleveland, Tennessee at Five Point Yoga and Massage. The owner, Melanie Lyon, is teaching two girls ages 10 and 12. They're doing a breathing practice, something called Lion's Face Breath.
Breathe in one more time. Exhale, Lion's Face Breath! Beautiful. Now breathe.
The studio is a large, warm, comfortable space with green walls, gray carpet, and sparse furnishings. Ceiling fans are spinning overhead. Yoga mats, blocks, and black bolsters are organized in a corner. The bolsters are like big pillows.
Scooch forward on the bolster so your knees kind of come together.
The studio is located at 233 Inman Street in Cleveland. It's a busy area in the heart of downtown, located across the street from the Museum Center. Raj Magiwar is one of the instructors, and he says the studio is within walking distance of Lee University.
So it's one of the up-and-coming spots in Cleveland, and I think we are at the right place at the moment. Very convenient for the students.
Five Point Yoga and Massage is the first full-scale yoga studio to ever open in Cleveland. They've got four instructors, including the owner, and they offer classes for adults and children, for beginners and advanced yoga practitioners. The owner, Melanie Lyon, has been a yoga instructor for several years in Cleveland. She was teaching at the Y and other places like that, but never had a space to call her own.
Sometimes we would just go out to the greenway and throw our mats down in the grass and listen to a podcast or just holler out poses at each other. So we've just kind of really been everywhere.
Rachel Evans is another yoga instructor in Cleveland who didn't have a permanent space. She was teaching at different dance studios in Cleveland. She and Melanie Lyon got to know each other.
Me and Melanie had chatted back and forth actually on Facebook for probably a year, because I'm not sure how we found each other through there. Maybe somebody mentioned her or somebody mentioned me. And so it was probably a year before we actually met in person. And then it was just like, bam, this is going to happen. And it happened. And it needed a space dedicated just for yoga or things that support that.
On your hips. So sit up tall. Scooch a little bit more forward. Just like that.
All four people teaching at Five Point Yoga have different backgrounds. Raj Magiwar grew up in India, and he says he used to spend 45 minutes every morning doing yoga before he could even have breakfast.
My household, my mom wouldn't serve me food until I do yoga, and that was pretty much with every sibling out there.
The kind of poses that he's now teaching at Five Point are very precise and can help people build strength.
My stress is more on Ashtanga yoga, leaning towards Iyengar style. Emphasis is on precision of the poses or asanas that you do.
Rachel Evans is from Cleveland, Tennessee. She's a native, and the first time she tried yoga was about 13 years ago. The first yoga class she ever went to was happening before her cousin's wedding. Her cousin is a yoga instructor.
So she had the whole girly side of the wedding party. We went and did a early morning class.
The class had a powerful effect on Evans.
So, you know, we did a big heart opening class, and I was floating all day, and I had a great day. And I really don't enjoy weddings, so it made it a beautiful thing.
Now that Evans is an instructor herself, she teaches power vinyasa, which can be strenuous.
Well, like this morning, a posture that you would normally hold for a breath or two, I had them hold for about 10 or 15 breaths. So,
what is it about these poses that's difficult to maintain?
Well, if you were standing on one leg and maybe the other leg was on the ball of the foot and you had your arms reached to the ceiling, and with every breath you were expected to grow taller and sink deeper into it with every exhale, and it becomes difficult, you know.
So They offer classes for beginners, too. Their website describes some classes as relaxing and slow-paced, and, of course, there are the kids' classes. Yoga is a different kind of workout than what's offered at a standard gymnasium. People aren't using iPods or watching TV in the studio. Instead of slogging through the routine, the idea is to slow down, to be still and breathe and move.
It's like come in here and be present. Stuff's gonna always fly around. Your thoughts are always gonna be there. And you're always gonna be distracted. But being able to just breathe and just kind of tune it all out and just breathe and practice, that's kind of one of the pieces of the puzzle, so.
She says yoga is new to Cleveland, but her studio has been successful so far. She hasn't really done any advertising yet. She's relying on Facebook and word of mouth to attract customers.
Just getting people to come in this room, that's kind of the initial thing, because we're in the Bible Belt and a lot of people are like, oh, it's religion. You're not going to teach me to, you know, I don't know, breathe too deep. So I just want anybody from any background, whatever's in your heart, just come in here and breathe and move. And that's been word of mouth, I think.
So yoga is not a religious thing necessarily?
Not at all. I mean, it can become so much of your lifestyle that, I mean, that's what, it's just a practice, you know? You practice the postures, but it's so much more than that, which that's what sucked me in. I went into a class and I was like, these poses aren't that hard, but just finding stillness in those poses, it makes you go into your brain and just think and breathe and be still. And nobody's still in our culture, ever. We just spin like tops and are so busy. So, I don't know, I think just being in this room and being still and sitting and breathing and being okay with that, it does something to you, so.
You can find Five Point Yoga in Cleveland, 233 Inman Street. Their phone number is 284-3232. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.